What is going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kid BPRT. Before the episode starts, I just want to say if you guys are enjoying the cast, you can also find us on Spotify. Be sure to follow us on Anchor and catch the episode visually on YouTube at Kid BP. And with that being said, hope you guys sit back and enjoy the show. So before I begin, I might be jumping from spot to spot. I usually talk with my sister about this because we get deep into this conversation every time it's brought up. So the topic of today, tonight, this morning, or whenever you're watching or listening to this, is am I damaged? So let me start in the present, then go back into the past, whatever. So currently there is this girl that I've been trying to get with since the second week of school, and it's about to be March. So I'm not gonna put any names in here. I don't know how I'm gonna replace it, but when I get to that point, I'll put it in there. But there's this girl I've been trying to talk to, and I've actually asked her on a date, but we had to cancel because she was tired and whatever. But we're supposed to go on it, you know, this week, but I don't know if that's gonna happen. But I'm feeling really insecure about like going at this, because you know, college is a different experience for me, and it feels as if the odds are stacked against me. I don't know. It's hard for me to make friends. I can easily make female friends, but, you know, guy friends and da-da-da-da. But when I really want someone to be around me, it's hard for me to not put in the effort, but to be conscious of what I'm doing. I don't know how to word this. To make them want to stay around me, I guess. I actually want to date her, and she is a cool girl and all this other stuff too. It's like, but when I'm around her, I don't know what to say. It's like she leaves me speechless sometimes. And I'm also sorry if this is echoing too. It's like an empty room. But she leaves me speechless, and I know it's like really weird, whatever. But I end up finding some words to say, like, you know, bring up in a conversation and stuff. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. So, believe it or not, I've probably known what love is since I was in kindergarten. I say that's when I started dating. Like, I've known what love is. But I've dated a lot of girls. I'm not proud of that. I'm not trying to be a player or anything. Like, I didn't realize I was doing that until I met this one girl in 8th grade, and she made me realize that I've been jumping from girl to girl, like, real quick, and it's really sad. So, it's easy for me to talk to females because I've grown up in a house full of females. My dad's still in my life and all this other stuff, but, you know, it's just mostly females in my house. So I can actually talk to anyone, but it's easy for me to talk to females than rather talk to guys, which makes it hard to make friends, like guy friends. But I try my best nevertheless to become a better me. So let's go ahead and start this story off. So this is around, well, let's address my insecurities first. I don't even know what's going through her mind. The girl I'm trying to get with. I don't know what's going through her mind. I don't know what's happening in her. Like, I kind of know, like, some stuff that's happening in her life and all this other stuff. But I want to be more inclusive. I want to be a part of her life. I want her to be a part of my life. Like, I know I'm young. I'm 20. I'm young. I have my whole life to find my wife, the love of my life. But, you know, sometimes people just want to settle down. So as I asked her out on this date, it was the day of that we were supposed to have the date, and like we were in class, all this other stuff, da da da. We're talking, she's going to sleep, but at the same time in my head, I'm like, does she even want to date me? Like, does she even want to like go on this date today or whatever? Excuse me. Like, does she even want to go on this date? Does she even like me? Why am I trying to be with someone I know that doesn't want me? And you can hear the insecurity. Like, I'm... yeah. So, I legit start... I was... that's sad. I'm legit about to text her. And, like, she's basically sitting right next to me. And I'm about to text her because, like, she's on her phone and stuff. And, so I get ready to text. I'm over here talking, like, I'm texting, saying, I'm like, let's be honest, like I'm going to be truly honest, like, I really like you and all this other stuff. I know I don't know if she likes me. It's like, it hasn't been addressed, like, communication thing, but basically saying, like, if you don't want to go on this date, let's not do it, because it's not that I'm wasting my time with you, I'm trying to look for something, and, like, it's kind of rude at the same time, but you can see where I'm getting insecure. And it's because I'm basing that off my last relationship, which was, like, 2 years ago. I'm basing that off of my last relationship, but at the same time, that relationship was rocky because of the girl I was, like, mad in love with in high school. So, let's start there. For purposes, I don't know what I'm going to say. I want to say their initials. Yeah, I'm just going to say their initials. So, it's me and my best friend sitting at a table talking with our clique. It was freshman year, da 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 da. And these guys are messing with our other friend and talking about, hey, you should go out with Jay. We're gonna call her Jay. You should go out with Jay. But he clearly doesn't like her, da da da. But, you know, she's she's really cute, beautiful, in fact. And things didn't quite turn out the way it was turning in my head. So out of me and my best friend, I was actually the first to, talk to her, which is the weirdest thing, because the first, I cringe at this every time, the first thing I said to her was, if you knew me, would you date me? Note, that sounds creepy AF, does it not? And I regret that every time I think about it. So that's the first thing I say to her, and clearly, that's like a vague and confusing question. I can't even remember what her answer was. But then, long story short, my best friend had a crush on her. She had a crush on him. And, you know, our friends are trying to get them together. And it took, 2 years. Towards the middle of sophomore year, they started dating. And I lied to you not, I'm excited for them, but, you know, at the same time, like, this is before I was, like, deep in love, but at this point, like, I had a crush on her at the same time, but, you know, I'm trying to be a best friend and I'm trying to be a supportive person, and so I also encourage them to date and all this other stuff, but things arose, and it was getting more difficult for me to be a part of, you know, their relationship. Not like, not, I don't know how to word it, but to support their relationship, because my best friend was basically my only real friend. I've had other friends, I call them associates, but we actually argue about this all the time, but I had like other friends, but I relied on him. He's basically a brother to me. But I try my best to, you know, not show my jealousy, but jealousy is an ugly thing, and I don't like it. I don't hate myself, but I do hate the way I acted. So I do apologize for that if you're watching or listening to this, but I do apologize for that. But as you know, there was one time we all three of us went to the movies, and I'm sorry that I'm putting these my friend's business out there. I don't know if I should do this or not, but I'm not putting your names in there. It's just sorry. But we were all supposed to go as friends. This is like a time when they broke up, but we were all supposed to go as friends, and you know, left as me being a third wheel and stuff. But as they start hanging out more and more often, I feel more left out. And it's not, at this point, I'm being blinded by jealousy and love at the same time. Like, I'm actually jealous of both of them. Well, was jealous. I'm a speaking present tense just to make this easier to say. So at this point, I'm jealous of both of them. I'm jealous of my best friend because he always gets to hang out with the girl I liked, and it's hard to watch as you know your two favorite people dating sometimes. But I'm also jealous of her because it's like I don't even get to see my best friend anymore, or like we get to talk. Like a one-on-one talk. We can text, we can call, FaceTime, all this other stuff, but it's not the same as, you know, face-to-face. But as time progresses a little forward, like fast forward a little bit, and this is when all three of us are basically arguing with each other, and my best friend and I are as, like, not a stalemate, it's like, this is the break. Let's say we're at a break in our friendship, and we actually don't even want to talk to each other anymore. But yeah, and then those two are also arguing like amongst each other, because they just broke up and all this again with all this other stuff, and so it's just me and Jay for a while, and I'm over here finally. Not to be the bad, I'm really trying not to be the bad guy here. But I'm like, finally I get to hang out with her, like, just me and her. Maybe something will happen, da-da-da. But it's like, we were in our English class together. She would sit behind me, I would sit in front of her, like, in the diagonal type or whatever, just to get your perspective. But we would we talk to each other, you know, tell each other stories and all this other stuff, do like drawing contests, and look up running things on Google and all this other stuff, and like we're actually bonding and getting to know each other on a more intimate level. And in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna tell her how I feel, and because I'm like, we're so close to each other now. You know, nothing can really separate us until, like, this one time our other friends had started dating each other and all that drama, and basically we almost ended our friendship that same day, the same day the drama started, whatever, but we couldn't because, like, we were too close to each other, and, so let's fast forward after that. So homecoming is coming up, and I'm finally going to tell her. Like, at this point, I'm pretty sure I told her I liked her. Yeah, I've told her a couple times that I liked her, but this point right here was what got me. So note and remember that those two aren't talking, and it's just me and her. Excuse me. So I walk up to her in the cafeteria or whatever, and I'm talking to her about homecoming, and I tell her, I was like, hey, do you want to go as friends? Note that I said as friends. I didn't say like as a couple or together. I mean like yeah, together, but I mean like not as a couple. So I'm saying, do you want to go to homecoming with me as friends? And instead of saying no or I'm sorry, I can't go with you, da da da, this this is what she says. She says, you can find someone else. Like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I almost cussed. That's really rude. Especially to a close friend at that. I wasn't even having plans at like right here, like at this moment in time, I wasn't even having plans of, you know, actually dating her or doing anything extra, you know, as other teens do during homecoming. But I'm just talking to her saying, I want to go as friends, you know, because we always have fun as friends. And after this conversation, I'm pretty sure, yeah, after this point in our friendship, that's when every single one of our conversations we've ever had started off soft, but ended in an argument. But she tells me to find someone else. And I'm not only shook, I'm heartbroken at that. Like, dang. You dang. And like, I asked her, like, we can't just go as friends. I can't remember what she said after that. Like, I'm still thinking about how she said it, how she worded it. No, she has the worst timing in the world to say anything. But, a couple days later, I find out that, guess what? My best friend and her are talking again. Oh, and guess what else? They're going to homecoming together. How convenient. You can see why I'm starting to feel, yeah. So they're going to homecoming together. That's nice. I go with myself, but note at this point, I had a girlfriend. But you know, it's a nice relationship, but I'll explain it. So I'm dating this girl who looks like a dude, but she's not a dude. So it's this point that we're both at homecoming and we're talking, da da da, and long story short, she leaves me for another girl and they start dating. So yeah, I have a girlfriend that left me for another girl. Keep that in mind. So my best friends are going to homecoming together. My girlfriend left me for another girl, and your boy just sitting in a chair trying to enjoy himself to the best of his ability, like while he's processing all of this. And as the girl I like tries to, you know, coerce me into, you know, dancing with this other girl that I kind of liked, but I know she didn't like me. And that was just, it was that story's not my fault. You don't know the story, but that story's not my fault. But I know she doesn't like me, but, you know, we end up dancing. I'm just going home flabbergasted because that whole predicament is like, dang. And so let's fast forward. I don't think anything happened junior year, not that I can think of. But so they did go to prom together. So this is around prom. So we all ordered a limo. Yeah, cool, whatever. And there's this girl, we're gonna call her R. And R basically has a crush on me, and I on a scale of 1 to 10, I had a 3% like rate on her, and we had a class together. It's like we're always flirtatious, but I think like it was in my head. I'm thinking we're like, you know, friendly flirting, but I guess she actually like caught feelings and stuff. And yeah, that's the girl. That's, you know, that's my last relationship. But so we're all at prom, which was the worst prom ever. It was dumb. But we're all at prom. Originally I went by myself, but ended up having two dates, which was confusing. I'm trying to see what happened. So it's a point where we're taking pictures, and it's right before we're taking pictures together, and she uses my phone to text her mom. I think that's just her way of, you know, getting my number, or her giving me her number. And yeah, that happened. So we take pictures, and she wants me to kiss her on the cheek, and I'm like, hey, whatever. I shouldn't have done that. So later on, during senior year, like after prom, we start dating. I ask her out because, you know, at this point, I've been to her house a couple of times. And that's when Jay was with me as well. So Jay and her friends and me and R at R's house. And I end up, you know, we're getting ready to leave, and I ask her out and we start dating. So I'm actually starting to feel this relationship. I'm like, okay, maybe I can like start to like her in this relationship. And it was hard at some times, but you know, it kind of got iffy at the same time. So this one time we're at R's other house and we're going swimming. And at this point I'm feeling, well, let's pause right there. Before I'm at, you know, the swimming part, there was a time where I had to take a break. Yeah, I had to take a break. We were on break. Note that. We weren't dating anyone else, but we had to take a break because of me. My mental stability was on edge. So then I tell her that I'll tell her when I'm ready to, you know, come back to the relationship and all this other stuff. And she's okay with it. We're still talking on the phone, texting. We're still hanging out together, but, you know, as friends. But between in and out of that break, like we have like a couple of moments where we'd like hug intimately or we're holding hands, and I'm confused on if we're still on a break or not, and which is also lack of communication. Both of our parts, I'm confused. Like, I thought we said we weren't going to be dating for a while, whatever, but I didn't say that out loud. So we're doing all, I guess we started dating again. I'm assuming that we're starting dating again. And so let's go back to the pool. So we all jump in. At this point, my best friend and Jay are no longer dating. Jay has a new boyfriend. And it's the four of us in the hot tub. And me thinking like, oh, you know, couples and couples. So then Jay's boyfriend, like a question arises, is have y'all ever rubbernecked? And I didn't know what rubbernecked was. Like, I knew like my version of rubberneck was like someone crashed or whatever, and everyone slows down to see what happened. That's rubbernecking to me. But it's like when you're in a relationship and you look at other people, and I didn't know that was what rubberneck meant for like relationship wise. And I said no, because, you know, when I'm in a relationship, there's no reason for me to be looking at other people in a relationship. Like, I'm with my girlfriend and my girlfriend is with me. There's no reason for her to be looking at other people in a relationship. But she says yes. So I'm looking at her crazy, and she's like, what? So, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, this whole time we had like tension in the air and asking if we're okay. She says yes. And so I guess I was like, okay, because it's like, it doesn't feel like you're trying to be with me anymore. Well, I didn't say that part, but that's how I felt. Like, she didn't want to be with me. But like, when she said yes, I'm over here like, what do you mean? And then Jay has the worst timing ever. She just bursts out like, yep, y'all should talk about y'all relationship. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, are y'all dating? Or, and then R says, what? And I'm like, she says, we're not dating. And I'm over here in confusion. And I'm like, I'm totally lost. Like, we've been doing so much together. We've even kissed. We went ice skating together and like kissed. So why, I'm like, why are we not dating? I don't understand. And like, I hate that Jay did that, but I'm also glad she did at the same time, but it's the wrong reasons. And we, you know, me and R over here talking about, like, we're halfway talking about it. We don't want to, like, talk about, like, put our business in front of the other couple like that. And so they all leave. I'm just sitting in the hot tub, like, well, Jay and R leave the hot tub. It's just me and Jay's boyfriend in the hot tub. And he asked me if I'm okay, and I'm over here like, yeah, I guess I'm just, like, a little shaken because I thought we were dating the whole time, but we weren't. You can see why I'm asking, like, am I damaged? Like, this is kind of, all this stuff, this is kind of scarring. So, yeah, we're talking, and then he finally gets up and leaves, you know, goes back into the pool, which is, like, cold. It's cold outside with cold wind. He got out of the hot tub. Anyway, so I'm just sitting there by myself. And like, I'm like really reflecting on like what just happened. I lied to you, not like, I process things quickly, like, and like in my facial expressions and stuff. But on the inside, I'm like, wow. So as I'm there, I'm talking to people regularly, like nothing ever happened. Yeah, someone ate my burger. That also pissed me off. So at that point, I was just quiet the rest of the time. But so when I get home, or it's like a couple days after, we're texting each other, like me and R, about the relationship. And she was texting me like, this is what she told me. She told me it felt like I was in love with someone else. And it was like, I told her I wasn't. So let me go back before we had that conversation. So after the hot tub incident, whatever. Ah, crap. This might have been before the hot tub. So I'm texting Jay because like this is the whole reason me and R were on break. So I'm actually like, I had told her I was on, like, we were going on break. This is when I said that my mental stability was everywhere. So I'm like, it felt like I was basically cheating on R because, you know, I still had, like, strong feelings for Jay. Like, just seeing her with anyone else besides me was, like devastating to me. So I called Jay. Know that I've told Jay how I felt so many times during high school. This is after we graduated. So many times during high school. And she's, like, basically either ignored me, change the subject of the conversation, or, you know, what's it called, pretend she didn't hear me. Nope. So this is like you're stringing me along. I'm looking for closure, basically. So we're on a phone call, and she probably thinks I'm like about to talk to her like regularly, but no, like I'm legit like straight up telling her and stuff. So I'm telling her how I feel. Like, I legit told her like, I loved you, and I just had to tell you how I felt because it felt like I was trapped, like I was inside myself. And she's basically saying, sorry that I made you feel that way, and all this other stuff. So I'm getting my closure. So then this is when, you know, me and R are having a conversation. She said she felt like I was in love with someone else. But this is what I just thought about it. This is what I feel what happened. Like, after I told Jay that conversation of me, like, getting my feelings out there, she probably texted R or called R about what just happened. Nothing stays quiet with Jay, just to let y'all know that. But, so yeah, I tell her about that. Like, she probably told her about that, and so when I texted R, that's when she told me it felt like I was, like, in a, like, I felt like I wanted to be with someone else. And I told her that I told Jay how I felt, and it felt like I was cheating on, it felt like I was cheating on R, and I told her that. And she understood what I was saying, but we didn't get back together. So note that I'm going to, like, a different college, and she's going to a different college. Like, we're at different colleges. And, a couple days after that conversation, I see on her Snapchat that, you know, she has a whole other boyfriend already. And this is the whole reason why I thought that, you know, I felt like she was being distant with me. She's a boyfriend. And so I'm hurt, thinking, you know, we're about to get back together again. I finally got everything off my chest. I feel clean now. I know she needed time to process that, because it felt like I was cheating on her. It felt like that to me. But I'm, you know, not overachieving. I just want us to get back together, but that didn't happen. So with that relationship, and, you know, that predicament with Jay, I haven't been in a relationship in almost, right now it's 2.5 years, it's about to be on 3 soon. Oh dang. So yeah, it's about to be on 3, and I'm actually trying to get with this other girl who I talked to, like, at the beginning of this. And y'all tell me, like, am I damaged? Am I being, like, really insecure? Am I being too worried? Insecure is the best word I can think of right now. Because I want to try my best at, you know, love and stuff. It's just so hard for me. And I really want this to go well. And I don't know if it will. And if it doesn't, you guys will probably be the first to know. At least a second to know. So yeah, you guys tell me if I'm damaged, because I feel like I'm damaged. I'm basing, like, you know, in relationships, previous relationships should be experiences for your next relationship. Don't always, like, put the same thing that, like, if something bad happened in that relationship, it's still gonna happen in this one. Don't do that. Just keep it as an experience to, like, hey, like, this is how the other situation started. Let me change how I handled it so I can make things better in this one. Like, communication, guys. Keep that in mind. And it's funny how, yeah, it's true. Like, single people always, you know, give the best advice, but, you know, it's hard for them to follow themselves. Like, because I'm doing the same thing right now, but I'm not... You know, love takes time, relationships take time to develop, and I'm trying, like, so far we've been friends for the longest, and we don't text every day, but we do text often, and I really want this to go well, guys. So, yeah, thanks, guys, for watching and listening. Hope you guys enjoy. If you have any comments or questions for me, or, you know, go ahead and give me advice, you know, throw that up in there, and I'll put it in my next podcast or whatever, so I can, you know, say, yeah, I heard you guys' opinions and all this other stuff. But yeah, thanks, guys, for listening and watching. I'll see you later. Bye.